Brooklyn.
What is Love Radio Show is sponsored by Fantasy App. Fantasy is a safe space to communicate about your fantasies and passions without fear of judgment. It is a dating app for open-minded couples and singles to experiment with your desires that don't have to be secret anymore.
What is love?
This is What Is Love Show, as you've all understood already, because I played this beautiful track and I fucked up a little bit. But anyways, this is What Is Love Show on Radio for Brooklyn, and this is Sasha Sugar. Miss you all, and it's been 3 weeks. I was away in Belarus, and then I was away somewhere else. Anyways, I'm back, and instead of celebrating the liberation of the United States from Great Britain, I decided to try to liberate my libido of the social shame. Yeah, that's quite a topic. Anyhow, today's show is about sex shame and trying to get rid of it. I have two amazing people with me in the studio, Natalie and Dustin. Hi.
Hey.
So, yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hi, Dusty. Hi, Natalie. Yeah, I think it's all good. Try one more time, Natalie.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound great.
Okay.
Can I hear well myself?
All right. Anyhow, this has been a quite a challenging topic for me, and the reason why I chosen it is there are many reasons. Well, let's start with that. When was the last time you guys masturbated?
I did yesterday.
Oh, good. How was it?
It was good. I explored different orgasms and different feelings of orgasms, different feelings inside the body and sensations. So it was exploration of orgasms and masturbation.
I love how easily you talk about it.
Yeah, easily.
Dustin, what about you?
I don't know. It's actually been a couple of days. I've been really busy and stressed out, and I'm sure that masturbation or not masturbating has probably contributed to that sour mood. Yeah, it's been a couple of days. I generally masturbate, like, I guess about every day, but yeah.
Well, I actually masturbated this morning because I was kind of preparing for the show.
Yeah.
I don't usually masturbate every morning, and in fact, I masturbated for the first time when I was 24. It's kind of late, and this is actually the reason why Dustin is here with me in the studio, is because he forced me to masturbate.
Forced is a very strong word. I encouraged you to masturbate.
Well, he kind of powerfully encouraged me to masturbate. Well, he was shocked that when I was 24, I've lived 24 years without actually ever looking at me or touching myself.
Yourself, yeah,
without a partner being next to me. And so the first time I'm speaking about it in in public. I mean, I made a post, Facebook post about it yesterday, again, preparing for the show. But the fact that we don't usually talk about the masturbation and the way we feel our body, the way we are connected to our body, says a lot. The reason why I have these two people today in the show is, first, well, Dustin is my close friend and the person who's forced me to masturbate. And since then, I actually am able to receive and feel pleasure whenever I feel like it and whenever I want it. And I think that it also enhances your, my, and your also, somebody out there, sexual life. Also, Dustin to me in a way is a role model for how he feels his body and how he expresses himself and how he expresses, presents, and carries on his body in this world. Natalie, yeah, I know.
That's sweet.
Natalie, on the other hand, is she is a professional healer for sexual energy. Right? Is that the right way to define you?
No, actually, I'm sex and relationship coach.
Okay.
So I just help people to go over the shame and blockages and accept the body on the way to the self-love.
Right. Yeah. This is why this show, today's topic is this is how today's topic is connected to love. I came to realization that without being in full contact and full connection with your body and your energies and your drives, you can't really fully love yourself. This is an issue I have right now. This is the challenge I'm trying to overcome. And this is one of the reasons why I'm having this show today. So thank you so much, guys, that you came and that you're can talk to me about coming. I guess my English is not that great and people didn't understand what I tried to say, but
I think we understood.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And thank you to calling for, because, you know, definitely it's a big step for society when people start to talk about something that everybody wants to know.
Yeah, I'm actually, I think this is, I've never been so nervous. I've been doing the show for over a year, but I haven't been so nervous as today. And you can hear it. Like, I'm still blushing just because I'm talking about masturbation. So thanks so much for coming here and supporting me. And all out there, everyone who's listening to the show, if you want to support me with your sex story and the story how you how you're overcoming the sex shame, or if you just want to call me on the show and masturbate with us, please, there is a number. It's 718-928-9732. We'd love to hear your thoughts. We'd love to hear your experiences. And any words of encouragement, welcome. I kind of want to get us in the right mood. I'm still a bit nervous, so I want to play the one song. Which I think is great for the show, and it will help us all to get a start.
Let's do it.
Great.
Hello, hello. This is What Is Love Show on Radio Free Brooklyn. And today's topic is self-love, liberation of your libido of the leash of shame. And I have Natalie and Dustin in my studio who will be helping me to overcome the sex shame and who will be sharing their own experiences with being, I guess, free of this shame. So just to give you a quick contest.
You're muted, aren't you? They're not on? They're on?
A few weeks ago, I went to the One second. This is What Is Love Show with Sasha Sugar on Radio Free Brooklyn. Sorry for all those technical things. Dustin just wanted to, you know, go to the bathroom and masturbate. I'm just kidding. Anyways, going back to the topic. So a few weeks ago, actually Natalie and I, we went to this sex tech hackathon, which was the first event in New York. And we've met a lot of women who discussed how they all experience some sort of shame of their bodies and their sexuality in lives. And it made me realize that this is not just the experience that women are going through, but I guess we're all going through this experience. Like, even myself, I can't talk right now freely about my sexuality. I'm blushing. I'm in lack of words. It's confusing. So there is something going on the social level that is preventing us from freely speaking about our kind of natural and basic needs and desires and just being in connect with our own body. So this was another part of the inspiration for this show. Natalie, so can you give me a little bit more of your background? Because you've been in this industry for quite some time. And what is your, how did you come to this? And what are you doing at the moment? How are you helping people to overcome the social shame that comes with the feelings about our bodies?
Oh, thank you. So I have a great experience working with couples in about 10 years in counseling. And then later on experience working with medical professionals and teach them how to consult teenagers about sexual reproduction health, and also study in Holland and Sweden about importance of the sexuality in entire health system. And recently now, as a sex and relationship coach, I help people to accept the body and find a portal to the self-love.
Because you see there is a connection between the body and self-love.
Absolutely. Because, you know, it's wonderful how, you know, much time we spend with to contribute to find the happiness and health. So we eat the organic food, mm-hmm. we go to the gym, we read a lot of good books, but we're still unhappy. We still have no connection. Where is the missed piece? And actually, peace is our body. Because okay. How you can recognize you love? How you can recognize it? by feelings, right? It should be sensations. If you don't feel sensations in the body and pleasure inside the body, how you recognize, yeah, I love myself?
Okay, I see that. Okay, I guess I don't love myself that much, so I don't really have those sensations in my body. I start to have them now. I'm a bit late in that journey, I guess.
It's so funny. It's never late.
Well, it's just so funny because I worked in a sex shop when I was 19 and I was surrounded by all the dildos, and not only dildos, but about all these sex shop attributes that help you and your partner to enhance your sexual life. But I never really felt that I was missing on something, or there was something that I want to explore. Probably because I'm originally from Belarus and this is a taboo topic there. And in many other countries, it's still a taboo topic. And I feel like at the moment, I wasn't even aware that this is also another opportunity for me to explore and to express my body. So I was just selling dildos, but I was never feeling like, oh my gosh, this is something I want to put inside of me. Or, oh my gosh, I'm missing out on something. Yeah, I wish I've discovered the masturbation much earlier.
Yeah,
because I feel that it, in a way, it has a connection to me not being in 100% alignment with my body and not feeling it. Dustin, I know you have a completely different experience. You started masturbating pretty early.
I mean, yeah, I don't know what most teenage boys do, but I don't know the age. It wasn't like a moment that I herald or like think about often, because it
was natural.
It was just a thing. I started when I was young. it's so not even a topic necessarily for me. I think that in terms of like the body, what Natalia was saying about the body is really interesting to me, because I'm always thinking about how we are afraid and ashamed of our bodies, and like even like things like taking a shit or like farting, like you just feel really strange about those things in front of people when this is like a natural thing that all bodies do and we all know this, yet somehow, even though we know this is a natural thing, it's we think it's disgusting. Like we're just, I think that like generally speaking, a lot of people don't want to exist with and inside of their bodies and engage their bodies in real ways. That's why like people are afraid of going to the doctor, and it's so many. Like I just think that we're afraid of our bodies.
We're not born with that fear. I mean, there were a lot of studies done that show that kids are very keen on exploring their bodies. They're actually curious. Yes. I myself, when I was in kindergarten, I was sleeping with a boy next to him, and we like to play, we called it a hospital game. I would literally go into his panties and kind of try to touch his ass, and he would do the same thing. But then the teacher would come in and she would just start yelling at us. And then I kind of start realizing, we are doing something wrong.
Yeah.
So with that screaming of the teacher came the realization, oh, something is wrong with, like, what's going on there? Like, it's wrong. So this fear of our bodies, neglection of our bodies, is not a natural.
Yeah.
It's not natural to humans.
Absolutely. And especially for kids, it's just innocence exploration. So usually, you know, kids, like, we do everything. We explore to find out.
Why do you think this has happened? Like, why do you think the, like, I don't know, government, the church, the religion?
It's just kind of controlling. I believe, you know, it comes because of, you know, people want to control others and they cannot go over those fears. And now the society open more and more because we're looking for love, we're looking for happiness, and we cannot find that.
Right, because we are not in a...
We cannot gain it.
We are not in a harmonic relationship with
all parts of our body, right? So we feel like, you know, a lot of good thoughts. Our heart, but we don't feel like flow of the energy, flow of the, like, you know,
like
life.
Even this morning when we were getting ready for the show, and I wanted to wear something sexy. By the way, people who listen to the show, I'm wearing a super sexy shirt. Anyways, Dustin was like, so what do you, how do you feel sexy? Like, what do you, I said, hey, I want to look sexy. So what do I wear? And that's he's my stylist sometimes. So, and he said, well, what makes you feel sexy? And it made me think. I realized I did not know what makes me feel sexy. And I decided to go in a short skirt because I think conventionally, or not conventionally, but it's kind of accepted in the society that a woman in a short skirt looks sexy. Although maybe it's not a sexy even skirt. You see, like it's fucking because embarrassing. Yeah. I'm 30 years old and I don't even know what makes me feel sexy.
It's so true. And thank you for sharing, because you cannot think how you feel. You need to feel it. So you don't need to think how you feel. So if you don't feel like sexy and you don't, if you don't connect to your sexuality, how you can feel sexy? Of course, you need to create this connection and you use your, you know, self-pleasure to help the body explore your feelings, your sexuality, to create the container of sexuality.
And I think actually feelings is really important to think about because, I mean, if you, and of course this is like a sonic sort of situation, so people are only hearing me, but if you think about everything that I wear, I'm not wearing things that necessarily are sexy or cool ever. I'm wearing things that I feel good in, therefore I feel sexy, sort of a thing. Like this, I love it.
Because you're very much in a peaceful relationship with your body.
That's what I'm saying. You have to establish.
You need to feel comfortable because your body wants comfort to look, to feel sexy.
Yeah, you have to establish.
Especially so many women, they will sacrifice the comfort to look what is sexy to them. To wear high heels or to wear tight corsets, whatever that is.
Yeah.
It's so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But you know, if you deeply feel sexy, you don't need to show that. You don't need to think. You feel sexy inside and you can contact and communicate to your internal.
How do you feel sexy?
I talk to my
pussy. I mean, you look know? Super sexy. I can say that. And not because of your dress. I mean, it's an okay dress, let's be honest. But
I think it's cute.
But you know, I feel sexy all the time because I feel life inside. So I talk to my pussy and ask how you're doing, and I ask every morning how she's doing, and you know, and she even I do. Even sometimes I'm lost to make a decision. I take a deep breath, take time with myself for 20 minutes, and talk to her, to connect to her, and we have time with her.
What?
Yes.
Can we talk more about? Oh wait, how do you talk to a pussy? Can you, oh my god!
But you know, you need to be friendly to all part of your body. How do you talk to your heart? Do you connect to your heart? If you don't know how to make a decision, do you connect to your heart to ask what is?
Well, my intuition has been in silence for like the last 3 years. Yeah. That's why I'm trying this all spiritual path. I quit drinking, I'm doing ayahuasca, I'm going to Burning Man. Yay! By the way, I'm going to Burning Man at the end of this year because I feel I'm disconnected. So this is, yeah.
It's, you know, it's good you start for searching.
But tell me more about how you talk to a pussy.
There are a lot of techniques that help you to unleash your sexuality and your body. Because, you know, even, you know, self-pleasure, self-touching, sexuality, breathing, you know, moving, when you squeeze and release, you feel your muscles, internal muscles, you keep the respect to your body in different ways. So if you don't respect, you know, each part of the body, body don't want to talk to you. So, and it's time, you know, when you just admit it. And, you know, I congratulations for you that you start your masturbation time. It's time with yourself, yes. It's just respect and, you know, just listen how you're feeling. It's nothing about, you know, like...
Do you watch porn?
Porn is like addiction, you know. Masturbation and connection to your body, it's just internal resource of energy. Everything external.
But you imagine sexual things when you masturbate.
Usually you need to connect, I mean like in the healthy way, just, you know, like organic food, you need to connect to your internal sexuality and develop the source, like, you know, unlimited source of pleasure. This is healthy way. Any, you know, external, like dreaming, you know, you can eat like, you know, fast food sometimes, but you know, like porn is developing the addiction. So anything, you know, external usually develops the addiction. Hmm. You can, you know, develop everything inside and fulfill yourself with your inner power.
Well, but I think this is an advanced level, but for the starters, can I
actually
watch porn?
Well, no, I think that, no, well, be, well I'm, I say this to say, and this is a person, I'm saying this as a person who does watch porn sometimes, but sometimes, I will say that, like, I've been trying to, when I masturbate, not watch as much porn, because even when I come, it's not as good. It's not as, like, it's not as good. It's just not,
it's faster.
It's not even that it's faster. Like, I don't feel the same sort of, like, it's not the same. It's not even close to the same thing. I'm not feeling, it's just literally me, like, just ejaculating, just like,
yeah, just,
mm-hmm. just getting
sneeze,
a nut.
Just a sneeze.
Yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, whew, I'm relieved. Yeah, like,
it's not
okay,
just
cool.
Full energy, full
you
for
know
your
what?
Body.
As we are speaking, I just realized that I watch porn. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm talking about this on the radio. I hope my mom is not listening to this. This is
totally okay.
Oh my god.
I think it's totally okay.
For you.
But you know, when I just realized when I watch porn, it kind of lets me to still get away from my body, because
yes.
I'm focused on what's happening on the screen, and it
yes.
arouses me, and I just, you know,
yeah,
and I come,
yeah.
But when yes. I'm on my own, it's like, okay, so what if he, and I said, oh my gosh, I sometimes start thinking about God when I masturbate. I think it's a shame. Like, I feel, oh my gosh, somebody's watching me. What am I doing?
You connect to your body.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, orgasm, it's not just a sneeze. To feeling the real orgasm, you need to feel sensation in your body, and moving those sensations and feel like, you know, mind shifting. It's not just sneeze, it's just energy. You know, you fulfill, you want to create after that. You feel like, you know, your heart like blowing, and you want to feel love, and
okay,
you want to speak
I'm so behind, because when I masturbate, I just feel good.
First step, you know,
and yeah, but I don't feel much about, oh yeah, I want to go, I'll go out and create, and so.
You know, one step at a time. When you start to feel those emotions and sensations, yeah, it's gonna move around the body.
But I think it's also about, like, masturbation too is about like literally in real ways exploring your body.
Yeah.
It's not about just touching the same spaces.
Oh, you're like, not touching the same spaces?
No,
you need to figure out, like, that's I feel like. So
even,
like,
you know, your nose could be like, you know, space when you want to touch, or your fingers. It's not,
I only touch,
you know,
my pussy and my boobs.
It's
you have to
it's
work.
Good start, yes.
It's a good start.
Oh,
yeah.
I guess it's the most conventional start.
I mean, of course, I'm not a woman, so I don't know exactly what you should be touching, and because I don't, I'm not inclined
to
touch women.
Oh my gosh, please, somebody has to call in and say that they're as not advanced as I am in masturbating. Please do this. Call us at 718-928-9732 and we'll happily accept your call.
It's all good.
It's all good?
It's all good. Well, you need to make it better.
I feel like I need to go home right now and start practicing masturbation.
You have about 30 more minutes and then you can make that happen.
It's just kind of self-care.
It is.
Yes. When you give your body feelings, respect, and love.
Do you guys talk about this a lot?
No.
Naturally, you talk about this professionally.
I talk to people and I feel like, you know, this is my mission to show people, like, you know, where is the happiness and self-love. So, because, you know, so many years people will talk about that. Even for relationship, for so many years I speak and try to fix the relationship without, you know, concentration on the sexuality. Now I feel like, you know, sexuality and self-pleasure and self-sensuality is just a portal to the self-love.
I talk about it a lot.
Unfortunately, you know, I talk because, you know, each time when it's appropriate.
What kind of problems people come to you?
Oh,
please, you have to say that I'm not beyond, because I'm really freaking out right now.
No. You know, sometimes people come to me and not realize that, you know, there's problems with sexuality, not acceptance. Like, for instance, this young lady, she's blushing all the time when she speaks to guys. And, you know, she said, you know, I want to stop blushing. And she doesn't connect this blushing to sexuality, to some blockages inside the body.
Or shame that she still
of course
has
shame,
to account.
But she doesn't
social.
Connect to sexuality. And during the section, we find out that it was like, you know, coping mechanism, just blushing. And she's disconnected from the body. And I developed a special exercise for her, just breathing.
Wait, there is the exercise to stop blushing? You just saw me in the bar.
Yes.
Well, nobody knows the story. We were having a drink in the bar before the radio show, and the guy gave us a drink for free, basically. And I'm just going to start blushing because I thought, oh, you know, he kind of, I guess, likes maybe a little bit me, or he's just cute, whatever. Well, he's not cute. It doesn't matter, but I was just start blushing, and I'm a 30-year-old woman. Like, what the fuck?
You need to find out why you're blushing. Yes. Just find the blockages and unleash it. Yeah, you don't need it. You're not like young.
Tell me more about how the session is held. I'm really curious.
So usually we try to explore on the body level where are the blockages and what.
What do you mean by block? Like, how do you see it? Is it a physical?
No, usually people just go. I mean, like, I put the person to special exercise to feel on the five sense reality desire, what she wants to achieve, and then to scan the body to feel where are the blockages against to this desire and explore these blockages. It's just all level of sensations. And then we try to find out what the sensations and why the person needs that. So, and try to integrate this piece of body to more healthy and helpful way toward the desire. Mm-hmm. It depends, you know, the person, you know, person creates the desire, any desires, like, you know, unblushing or have, you know, more orgasms. Or have, you know, longer, you know, like, relationship, or just have more healthy relationship in different aspects.
Why do you think some people are like Dustin, for instance? They have organically come to this to be in the harmony with your own body and sexual pleasing and self pleasing, and some people like myself.
It could be cultural aspects. It could be, you know, he spent more time with himself, maybe, on the youngest age.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends, you know, maybe he had less control when he tried to explore his body and nobody said, you know, put the hands over the blanket, you know.
I will say, like, and it's, like, yeah, in my experience, I mean, I experienced a similar sort of shame. I was a gay boy in Alabama growing up, so I spent a lot of time by myself. I spent a lot of time in my room doing my own thing, like, because I couldn't really explore any idea of sexuality in public because it just wasn't accepted. I mean, I'm 30 years old too, and like, even though, you know, I'm not that old, like, I've seen the difference in sexuality and how it's changed, and even still, when I go back to Alabama, it would be a problem for me to, like, outwardly display certain modes of sexuality, certain of modes of being. So, like, for me, it started in the bedroom, where I kind of had to keep things really private and really quiet and kind of secret, and that was actually quite painful for me. And then I think when I moved out of that geographic location and, like, got to a more, like, quote unquote progressive, and, like, of course, like, things are regressive in other places. I mean, in others, like, whatever. Anyway, yeah, I got to a more progressive space, like New York or like DC, where I was kind of seeing people display a sort of confidence that I would have in my bedroom outside of the bedroom. So, like, I was just like, oh, like, oh, I can just be, and I can just be me anywhere. I don't have to keep this, to pun a bit, I don't have to keep this closeted. I don't have to keep this quiet. But yeah, like, I spent a lot of time alone. I still spend a lot of time alone. I love being by myself. And sometimes when I'm by myself, I touch myself.
Okay.
And for you, maybe, you know, it's more safe. Don't masturbate in front of your mom. So you need to don't do it in front of your mom, right?
The thing we don't talk about,
I mean, like, you know, you need to start on the safe space. When people accept you, or you by yourself, to explore, to trust yourself, to trust your feelings, and get the feelings of, you know, pleasure.
Do you think, I just got the thought, do you think that the neglection of your body is a result of sexual blockage, or sexual blockage, like the blockage of your sexuality and sexual energy, is a result of the neglection of your body? Like, let's say, just hypothesis, let's say I'm not comfortable with my body. Let's say, whatever, I don't like my boobs, for instance. Could this be the reason why I was never really eager to, you know, touch them? And I'm kind of touching them right now. Almost like Chelsea Handler on the show.
There you go.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy I can do that.
Yeah.
No, but doesn't make sense.
You know, because
I just one second mm-hmm. to add again from that sex tech hackathon that we went to. I met a few girls that they were shamed about their body, and I think they were, I don't want to say overweight, but not 90-60-90. Like they had not a model figure, and they were ashamed about this, and that could have potentially been the reason why they didn't want to explore it further, the body, I mean. Mm-hmm. Does it make sense?
Yeah, it
like,
makes sense.
Like, where is, basically, where is the chicken, where is the egg? Is that an expression?
Yeah, something like that.
Chicken, egg?
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah. All right, so that's the question.
You know, actually, like, first step, we to concentrate on what people think about us. We try to be on the perfect body because we're gonna attract someone. We want to do something and look nice because we get the compliments. So we orient on the external things more than internal things. This is start. So I don't know what is egg. So we need to, you know, love ourselves as we are internally, and if you want to change and accept everything, and if you want to change something, we need to start because we want to love ourselves and improve something and do better. So it comes inside. Yes,
one more thing, sorry, I just got a thought. Could this be that again, I feel the fact that in the modern society, at least in New York, let's narrow the whole thing down to New York.
The world is so not, I mean, the U.S. is so not New York, but...
Right, New York. We're just New York. Okay, let's just, from the world to United States to New York, do you think that the shift in sexuality and sexual liberation is also coming from the fact that a lot of people are now single? Like, they're not in a committed or long-term relationship, and... it kind of forces them in a way to explore, to please themselves. What I'm trying to say is, when, let's say, 10 years ago, the typical scenario was, you know, you're in high school, you get together with a girlfriend, or you get married in the college, and you're together, you have a regular standard and sex life, and you kind of, this is what you do, just have sex, which is quite... I guess standard. I don't know. I haven't been in a bed with another couple. I actually been once, but it doesn't matter. And anyways, and now since we're not really in committed, a lot of people in New York are not in committed long-term relationship or not in relationship in the relationship at all. They can't, but they still have this libido, the drive, the energy, the life energy. They kind of learn to their body better because they don't rely on another person to. Give them pleasure and to make them feel good and relieved. Mm-hmm. Could this be one of the factors?
One of the factors of what exactly?
Of sexual liberation in New York. Like the fact that we are more, there are a lot of single people who don't rely on others to make yourself feel good.
Yeah.
I think, you know, because society sees that the quality of relationship really is not at the standard they expect, because we get married and then divorce and then married, the divorce, like cycle. And then probably people decided, okay, maybe we need to shift from inside, because if I can create a container inside of love, pleasure and joy, I can be fulfilled and can share this with someone. I don't depend on someone to get it. I have a lot. I can create it for myself. This is way to create the healthy relationship when the two person who feels fulfilled and they don't need like, to be fulfilled and addiction from others can share, because, you know, I have a lot. I can, you know, build up inside as more as I can. I have a lot of joy.
Okay. So you think this
quality
is coming,
relationship.
This trend is coming from the overall tendency or humanity towards liberation and liberation of the stereotypes of the social constructs or social, I don't know, conventions. It's kind of part of the same journey of the just human liberation of, I guess, kind of human liberation of the society and kind of going back to the primitive world, yet on a different
Yeah, maybe,
on a much
higher
pull
away from the standards
level.
Because, you know, people realize they don't have a quality of life. I mean, like, they want more in quality of life, feelings in life, inside and in relationship.
Feeling fulfilled.
Yeah. And, you know, usually I was taught by my mom that, you know, you need to give. It's like selfish to take care about yourself. You need to give and then expect when others
give you in return.
Yes. So it just, you know, it's just not like, you know, lovely relationship. It's just business. I give you, you give me back. So it's
market economy.
Right. So, and, you know, finally people realize, like, you know, I want to give if I have a lot. So I don't be depend on others to give. So I give like I have a lot. I can, you know, just take it. I can, you know, build up inside again and again. More love, more joy, more pleasure. So, and I believe, you know, as more we create this quality of relationship inside and external, it's going to be less hate and rape.
Yeah.
Abuse.
Yeah. Oh God, this is a whole different topic, and I actually want to talk about this.
Well, this whole thing is like huge.
It's
though.
So huge.
Because even when we talk about start with ourselves.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say, and I was gonna say with terms of like liberation, like this. There's this like this word being thrown around: liberation.
And you hate this word?
I don't hate it. It makes me think about there are differences then of someone actually being in their bodies and like actually being liberated, and then there's like people who are performing some sort of like idea of the liberated sexual person. And I think that I'm just thinking a lot about like there's a performing it, and then there's just like actually living through some sort of like I am in control of my body in real ways. I am not thinking about my body directly in relation to who is at that time interacting with my body. So yeah, I'm just thinking about like.
Give me an example.
Well, I'm just thinking of, well, so like I always think about Samantha from Sex and the City, and she's supposedly this sexually liberated person, but I don't see her as that at all. I see her as sort of hurt, sort of damned, sort of working through her. Like she's the one who's working through her issues the most, because if we think about it, all of them are having a lot of sex on the show, but Samantha is performing this idea of I am free, but she never, nothing about what she does, at least it's how Kim Cattrall is acting it out, seems that liberated or that free. It seems controlled.
And why do you think this is happening? Why some people act on this image of sexual liberation?
Oh, because we're just so quick to define things and come up with solutions and come up with answers. So it's like, oh, like, I don't want to be, like, sexually shy.
Sorry,
so now I'm gonna be all out and like look at my breast and like, oh, isn't this sex? And it's like, I mean, I guess
that's what I did when I was 19.
Yeah, because you don't feel confident inside. It's why you want to
show up.
Oh my
God, I want to cry now.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
And crying is fine too.
Yeah, it's your emotions. Just, you know, just feel
I
that.
Just feel I'm so behind of like the reconnection
right
of myself.
Yes,
you're always
right
on time.
But you doesn't know me. But like, if my friends are from Belarus are listening to the show, they're probably freaking out and they're like, "Oh fuck, I didn't know Sasha is like so behind the sexual development." Because I used to wear these shortest skirts. When I was 19. You know, 17, 18, I could wear whatever the fuck I wanted, whatever I thought was the ideal of the sexy girl.
Yeah.
And which I feel uncomfortable wearing now, because now I feel, okay, this doesn't look good on my body, or I don't want to expose too much, but whatever the reason is. But now I just realized that that was for me back then an idea to kind of rebel against, I guess, sexual repression in Belarus, especially. But it was never a true expressiveness of myself. Oh,
and I don't think you even express. It's not about expression. It's about living in your body and making decisions for yourself, because you know what you enjoy, and then discovering what you enjoy. So it's not like, it's not about like, ooh, like I'm let me express how sexual I am. It's like, oh, like I don't want to have sex right now, and I can claim that, and I know that. Because I don't feel like it. even if I'm attracted to this person and the thing is right, but in my body right now, I don't want to have sex. That's being, like, in my opinion, being in control of your sex, sexual energy, and yeah.
Yeah, if you are, you don't need to express.
Yeah.
You don't need to any confirmation externally. You don't need to have a sex and feel sexual, you know.
No, right. I know it's not about having sex.
Yeah.
To me, sexuality is really about connecting to your live energy, which is located somewhere. down there.
And, you know, everybody talks about the energy. What is it, energy? This is sensations. And how you can explore the sensations through touching, sensual or sexual touching your body, externally or internally.
Oh my gosh, I saw this video on Vice recently. There's this guy, he is teaching, I think, Tantra.
Mm-hmm.
He looks so hot. I think he's gay. It doesn't matter, but that's what he does. He can have a 10-hour session with a person in the lingerie, it's on the bed in a nice room where through different massages, there's no sex involved, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
But not of course, there could be sex involved, but in this case, sex is not involved. And through usage of different oils and sensations and through touching and massaging of different parts,
mm-hmm.
people just. It's like a life-changing thing. Like, I read an interview with the people who have done that, and they said it has changed my life. Like, I now feel like a completely different person just through those physical and emotional and sensational touches, which seems like such an easy thing to get. It seems so easy.
But it's like connection with the body.
I hope that I'm not alone. There are a lot of people like myself who are not in, you know, in harmony with their body, and they're not, and kind of are still in a kind of neglecting mode with their bodies. Yeah, I feel like we all should just start touching us and massaging, and I don't know what else to do to kind of liberate.
You come to my sessions. And,
yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, if you want to advertise your sessions, feel free. But before you do that, we have 10 more minutes left. If you guys want to schedule a Tantra session to release your sexual energy with Natalie.
No, I don't do the Tantra session.
Yeah, she does coaching.
So I do like sex and relationship coaching.
Yeah.
It's completely different. And of course, you know, the meditation and breath work.
Oh God, so much to do with the sexual energy. Anyway, guys, if you want to have a sex coaching or if you want to learn more about your sexual energy and how weight's blocked in your body, call us on 718-928-9732 and we can get you scaled right away. Or if you have a personal story about touching yourself and feeling yourself or not feeling yourself and not touching yourself, like my story, also give us a call. It's 718-928-9732. Again, this is What Is Love Show on Radio Free Brooklyn, and today we've been discussing the idea of releasing the sexual blockage and releasing your libido to become fully in love with yourself. Any final thoughts or any final advice or any final recommendations to our listeners?
Do you want to just go to a song and then we like think about some final words or something?
I just kind of want to go home and to my bedroom and yeah. But okay, let's do that.
No,
okay.
We can.
Okay, we'll do it. Let's listen to this awesome song first.
Okay.
Yo, B, they ready. Let's go. I'm feeling myself. I'm with some hood girls looking back at it, and a good girl in my tax bracket. Got a black card and less sex habit. These Chanel bags is a bad habit. I do balls, down Mavericks. My Maybach, black matted. Bitch never left, but I'm back at it. And I'm feeling myself, Jack Rabbit. Feeling myself, back off, cause I'm feeling. feeling myself. Jack off. He be thinking about me when he wax off. Wax on? National anthem, hats off. Then I curve that nigga like a bad horse. Let me get a number two with some Mac sauce. Or on a run tour with my mask off.
I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my. Feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my. Feeling my. Feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my. Feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my. Change the game when that digital drop. Know where you was when that digital pop. I stopped the world. Male or female, it make no difference. I stopped the world. World stop.
Carry on.
Kitty on fleek. Pretty on fleek. Pretty gang, always keep them niggas on geek. Riding through Texas, feed him for his breakfast. Every time I whip it, I be talking so reckless. He said, damn, Nicki is tight. I said, yeah, nigga, you right. He said, damn, babe, you so little, but you be really taking that pipe. I said, yes, daddy, I do. Give me brain like NYU. I said, teach me, nigga, teach me. All this learning here is by you.
I'm whipping that work, he digging that work. I got it. 36 for that real, pinky full of that bounce, baby. Come get you some of that bounce, baby. I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my, feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my.
Cooking up that bass, looking like a kilo. He just wanna taste, digging up my ego. Bitches ain't got punchlines or flow. I have both in an empire also. Keep getting gifts from Santa Claus at the North Pole. Today I'm icy, but I'm praying for some more snow.
All right, thanks, Queen B and Nicki, for your sexy, beautiful duet. And in the last 5 minutes that we have left on the show, we want to talk about masturbation experience in the couples, and actually not just masturbation within the couples, but sharing this with someone else. Because the whole show bit was about masturbation and sexual pleasure as a personal experience. But how does it enhance couples' experience, and how does it bring you not just sexual, but how does it connect people on a different level? Natalie, maybe you can start, because you've been coaching couples who have some issues.
It's a very good question. Thank you to bring it up. And, you know, probably we need to start from spending time with ourselves and then to move forward to spend time together to do the self-pleasure, because it creates trust and intimacy between us. So first we need to create the intimacy within, and then it's going to be next level of creating intimacy.
Do you think it's normal that people talk about what they do while they're doing it?
What is it normal, what's not?
Not normal, but is it... I'm trying to understand.
And I, you know, it's safe.
But
and
isn't
I want
it
to
killing romance?
My...
Isn't it killing the moment? It's like, oh, I want you to touch my butt. Why don't you just take, you know...
If I trust my husband, you know, I can fart in front of him. It's fine. Yes, I don't need to run away and say, you know, because we spent like 20 years together, and you know, I trust him completely, and I want to develop our intimacy, you know, and you know, if you want to move, you know, like deeper, to go to the deeper experience, not only for sneezing, not only for release the tension, you know, when we get like
right.
stress. So well, it just connection, it just beauty and art of communication and intimacy.
Have you had any negative experiences with your husband? Like when, let's say, you tried to do something that either you or your husband didn't like, and you never went back to that?
We can talk about that, because like any new experience, and you know, we have like, you know, safe space. We create a safe space when we can talk about anything. And you know, because he knows I love him and I know he loves me, and it's why, you know, create a safe space to talk.
Right. Destiny, since you're not in love with anyone at the moment, or okay, you're not in the relationship, you are not married,
Okay, there we go.
Okay, so, and
maybe,
you, yeah.
Maybe you can mention some of your experiences. Because, I mean, it's, when you've been with someone for so long, of course, there is a this kind of safe place that you can always go to together. Mm-hmm. And you know that, oh, well, we've had this love for 20 years. It's going to keep us and save us from this negative experience. But when it's just a...
When you're dating and when you're in the process.
Dating. Yeah, and you're just in the process and you're still not completely in love, for instance.
Yeah. I mean, for me and my relationships, I try my best to create a safe space as well. It's developed. I think that it's taken time for me to really establish some sense of like control and self when it comes to engaging with other people and engaging, those sex sort of things. I will say that I'm dating a guy now and, I think we're very, very open about sexual things. I've always been very good about it. If I don't want to have sex, I am very clear about it. And I don't ever feel responsible to their bodies because they may be yearning for something. I'm like, you need to probably take care of yourself, you know, in the best way possible. But that doesn't have as much to do with me per se. But I try to keep the lines of communication open.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for you, okay, it doesn't kill the moment, the spontaneity of the... sexual interaction.
No. Generally speaking, I have really good relationships. I think with sex, you would probably need to ask them. But
well, that's why I'm having you on the show because I know you have a very good relationship with. with the sex.
I mean, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I do.
I've seen you doing things.
Okay, all right. So everyone masturbate with your partner and with your friends.
All right, okay, we have literally 1 minute. Thanks so much, everyone who have listened to the show. It's been a bit embarrassing for me and quite challenging, but I'm glad I've done it. And there's a lot of self-work I still need to do. Thanks so much, Natalie. Thanks so much, Dustin, for coming here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll continue in the bar because I feel like I need a drink now. Although I'm on the cleanse, but I feel like I need a drink. This was What Is Love Show. Guys, if you love the show, if you love the Radio Free Brooklyn, please go to the homepage and donate a $1, $2, $5, $2 million. It's a non-profit and independent radio station with great, great content. Stay with us. And the next show is coming up. It's an empty orchestra. It's a karaoke show. So, yeah, after masturbation with me, you can now call and sing karaoke, yes. Your favorite song.
Yes.
Stay with Radio Free Brooklyn. Have a great Sunday. Happy 4th of July. And go and liberate the freedom of your libido.
Bye.